chapter 14. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, sovereign of Shinar, Arioch, sovereign of Eliezer, Chedorlaomer, sovereign of Elam, and Tidal, sovereign of Gentile nations, that they made war with Bera, sovereign of Sidon, Birsha, sovereign of Amorah, Shinab, sovereign of Admah, Shemever, sovereign of Zeboim, and the sovereign of Bela, that is Zoar. All these joined together in the valley of Siddim, that is the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Chedorlaomer. In the 13th year they rebelled. In the 14th year Chedorlaomer and the sovereigns that were with him came and attacked the Rephaim in Ashtoreth, Karnaim, the Zuzim in Cham, the Emim in Shuveh, Kiriath Atim, and the Khuri in the mountain of Sair, as far as El Paran, which is by the wilderness. Then they turned back and came to En Mishpat, that is Kadesh, and attacked all the country of the Amaleki and also the Amori, who dwelt in Chatzon Temar. And the sovereign of Sidon, the sovereign of Amorah, the sovereign of Admah, the sovereign of Zeboim, and the sovereign of Bela, that is Zoar, went out and joined together in battle in the valley of Siddim against Chedorlaomer, sovereign of Elam, Tidal, sovereign of nations, Amraphel, sovereign of Shinar, and Arioch, sovereign of Eliezer, 4 sovereigns against 5. Now the valley of Siddim was full of asphalt pits, and the sovereigns of Sidon and Amorah fled. Some fell there, and the remainder fled to the mountains. Then they took all the goods of Sidon and Amorah, and all their provisions, and went their way. They also took Lot, Abram's nephew, who dwelt in Sidon, and his goods, and departed. Then one who had escaped came and told Abram, the Abrahu, the Hebrew, for he dwelt by the terebinth Atsim of Mamre, the Amori, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Aner, and they were allies with Abram. Now when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants, who were born in his own Baith, and went in pursuit as far as Dan. He divided his forces against them by night, and he and his servants attacked them, and pursued them as far as Hobab, which is north of Damascus. So he brought back all the goods, and also brought back his brother Lot and his goods, as well as the women and the people. And the sovereign of Sidon went out to meet him at the valley of Shuveh, that is the sovereign's valley, after his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer and the sovereigns who were with him. Then Melchizedek, sovereign of Shalom, brought out Lachem and wine, and he was a Kohen of the Most High El. And he spoke an increase for him, and said, increased be Abram of Most High El, possessor of Shemaim and earth, and the Most High El, increaser, who has given your enemies into your hand, and he gave him a tithe of all. Now the sovereign of Sidon said to Abram, give me the persons and take the goods for yourself. But Abram said to the sovereign of Sidon, I have lifted my hand to Yahweh, the Most High El, the possessor of Shemaim and earth, that I will take nothing from a thread to a sandal strap, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abram rich, except only what the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion.